Hello and welcome to the Tommy Divine Podcast. It is 10:52 a.m. It is the 13th of September, and we are done with week one of the National Football League after an interesting Monday Night Football game last night. But here to join me, I believe, for the whole 2022 regular season and playoffs is the man, the myth, the legend, the host of the first 10 podcasts with Reed Murray on Anchor as well. It's my cousin. It's one of my best friends, Patrick Phelps. Patrick, thank you for joining us for this season. It's been a blast. It's been in the works, and now it's finally happening, and we're excited to have you on, and I think you're pretty excited as well. So thank you.
I absolutely am. It's great to be here. I'm very excited for this season that, you know, we're going to be doing this every single week. The two of us here talking NFL, talking what happened, what's next, every single week after the games wrap up. I'm certainly excited for it because I know we've both got a lot to say about what we saw across the National Football League this Sunday, Monday, and Thursday.
Yeah, because last year we didn't have anybody. The year before it was Aiden. This year I was surprised you wanted to do it. You stepped up. You said, hey, I think I want to do it, take the bull by the horns. And I said, all right, we'll see what we can do with that. And we're certainly going to try to do our best. And Pat, what a week one, man. This was an unbelievable week one. This might go down as one of the best week ones I've ever seen.
It was a pretty great week unless you were a kicker.
Yes. Yes, I agree. just a lot of bad kicking in a lot of games. Steelers, Bengals.
That's the Colts.
Colts.
Kicking decision last night and with Denver.
Oh, Lord.
Battle. Where do you even start with that one? And not even to mention a lot of weird kicking in the college side, too. We saw that Baylor-BYU game went on forever.
Yeah. Last night, the Monday night game, everybody in the whole world is saying take a timeout with what? What was it, 50 seconds, so 40 seconds?
There was a minute left, and they let the clock tick down to about 10 seconds.
I will never understand Hackett's decision on that. I haven't even watched the press conference after the game last night with him.
It's not just the decision. It's you've got Russell Wilson at quarterback. What do you think is more likely? Russell Wilson picks up 5 yards on fourth down, and then you call a timeout and kick a field goal from a better spot, or your kicker makes the second longest kick in the history of the National Football League. That was what he attempted.
Yeah.
It was the second longest kick ever. And if it were Justin Tucker's kick last season, it would have been the longest kick ever. Why in a million years do you do that? Why not get a couple more yards? You've got a chance. I mean, you just have to know lining up for that. There is a almost zero chance you make that. It's like Brandon McManus is a good kicker, but unless you have Justin Tucker or prime Adam Vinatieri lining up for that kick, or even like a Martin Gramatica or some truly legendary greatest of all time caliber kicker, why are you lining up for a 64-yard kick when you have a chance to get a couple more yards? You've got time on the clock. It wasn't like they had their backs against the wall. It was fourth down, but you got to like your odds of picking up 4 or 5 yards, or at the very least, like it better than your odds of making a 64-yard kick. That is just an absurd decision.
I wouldn't even trust McPherson from the Bengals with that kick.
Well,
he struggled
too on Sunday.
Yeah. He was not very good.
Apparently, it was the long snapper's fault. They got a new long snapper.
So. Okay. Well, that's great. I mean, congrats to them. They have more problems. Let's start with them because Burrow looked absolutely horrible.
For the first half, he did.
Three interceptions and a fumble, I believe. He had four total turnovers.
He had four picks.
Oh, he did have four picks. I thought one was
another pick in the second half, I believe. He was rough.
Horrible day for him. And now you look at the Steelers team, too, that their defense, and I know Watt's going to be out, but I heard the Watt injury isn't as bad as they thought, and he might be still able to salvage the season. So that defense kind of scary the other day. I mean, they were getting after it. Some of these defenses were really getting after
that Steeler defense we knew coming into the season was going to be dangerous. The question was, do they have enough on offense to make up for Do they have enough on offense to be able to win games? Not to make up for anything. The defense makes up, I think, for the offense. But is the defense enough to make up for the offense all season long? That's still a question. Mitchell Trubisky was fine. He was he didn't really but maybe he's maybe he's all you need. I still have got a feeling that Kenny Pickett's gonna be starting at some point.
Yeah. He's definitely the heir apparent. I don't understand why you're not throwing it in now.
I agree.
I mean, what's the point of really starting a guy that all of a sudden he goes to Buffalo and then, oh, you know, this guy at Buffalo is a quarterback guru. And he really helped out Josh Allen. So he can help out Mitchell Trubisky, right? Like Mitchell Trubisky and Josh Allen are the same player, which is absolutely just, I mean, asinine. I mean, Mitchell Trubisky, you know, wins the Nickelodeon Awards. Josh Allen's going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, it's completely different. But, you know, he sits a year at Buffalo, and then all of a sudden, oh, he's back to be the starting quarterback in the league. I don't buy it, not once. And I think you can pick a shot, you know. And their offense is going to need to, at some point, step up in these games. You play Baltimore twice. You have to play Cincinnati again. Cincinnati's not going away. And then you got to play Cleveland twice, who, you know, depending on the Hunt-Chubb combo, you know, that offense is lethal. And when Deshaun Watson comes back, that offense is really going to be lethal. So they've got some work to do offensively. Defensively, they're great, but you know the offense needs to pick it up. And I think at some point, Pickett will be in that offense.
But hey, the Steelers got it done. That was exactly what they needed.
Yeah,
and
real good win week one for them.
Really weird overtime period, a lot of missed kicks, but in the end, the Steelers pulled it off, and very well could have been a tie.
Was there any games week one that really stood out to you going forward here as we go along here in this episode? Any other games you want to cover week one real quick?
There's two. I think first we need to talk about Kansas City and why the reports of their demise were greatly overstated. All offseason long about how Kansas City's not going to be that good anymore. Kansas City's done. It's the Chargers division. How about the Broncos and the Raiders and all these other teams? And everybody said Kansas City's done just because Tyreek Hill's gone. Well, guess what? I'm not the biggest Arizona fan, and I've been in on that for a while. I don't think Arizona's that great. But this is still a pretty respectable team, and Kansas City hung 44 on them. And this game was an utter blowout. Kansas City looked like they hadn't lost a step. Patrick Mahomes is just as good as ever. Those new receivers look good. Everything in Kansas City was kicking on all cylinders. Kansas City, in my mind, is a Super Bowl favorite right now. This is a team that is not to be messed with. Patrick Mahomes is on a mission. This is going to be a special Patrick Mahomes season, if you ask me. I can't believe people come into the season saying, you know, Kansas City is not going to be all that this year. Kansas City is not going to win the division. Kansas City is not going to make the playoffs, even, some people might have said. Well, guess what? They're here to stay. And as long as number 15 is under center for them, they're going to be fine.
Their defense looked good, too. Their defense looked good.
I think it's, you know, maybe it was a little boosted by just Arizona playing like crap. I don't like Arizona. Same. I really don't like Arizona. I think they're in trouble. I think Cliff Kingsbury is a potential fired by a week 8 candidate.
First coach fire?
I think he's potentially that guy. Yeah. I just don't see a reality where he lasts at least by week 1 of next year. I don't see a reality where he's their head coach unless they just turn it around and look incredible. But the early returns in Arizona are bleak. The fact they didn't even hang for a minute in this game, bleak.
Yeah, I mean, this team did not look like they even missed Tyreek Hill. I was very surprised after Tyreek left how everyone, like you said, was so down on this Kansas City team. Like, dude, they have Patrick Mahomes. This guy is making no-look passes. He's slow pitch. You know, softballing the ball. I mean, this guy's doing like shovel. Shovel passes. This dude is like, I'll say it again. He's like the Magic Johnson of the NFL. This guy is just making the absolute most absurd passes, the absurd plays. This guy is just unbelievable. So the fact that you then give him Smith-Schuster and Scantling, who, by the way, Scantling could have been used yesterday for Green Bay. They could have really used him yesterday.
He used him on
the left. Yeah, but, I mean, yeah. That offense looks to be humming. They even got Clyde Edwards-Helaire in there for some scores. This KC offense is still remarkable. Even without Hill, Mahomes is just one of those guys that, you know, a Tom Brady where he can just turn any receiver he has into absolute gold. And that's what we're getting here in Kansas City.
Exactly. And that's why it was unfair to write them off. Well, number one, they still do have Travis Kelce. That's also pretty important. But number two,
yeah,
Mahomes is just one of them ones who, if you give him the rock, he's going to make plays no matter what. Doesn't matter who he's throwing to. He's going to make plays. There are only a handful of quarterbacks ever who, in the last 20 years, you can say it doesn't matter who he's throwing to. They're going to be in this game no matter what. And it's Peyton Manning. It's Tom Brady. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's Drew Brees. It's Patrick Mahomes. He's one of those guys.
Yeah. Are there any concerns after watching the Raiders-Chargers game? Is there any concerns you have about the Raiders coming into week two? No. Anything you're concerned about with yet? Do you push the panic button on them yet?
I think the Chargers are just good, number one. Number two, it was just really one terrible quarter by the Raiders. That second quarter was bad, but the Raiders fought back. I know Carr wasn't great. He threw a couple picks. But I don't think it's any reason to really ring the danger bells if you're the Raiders, because the Raiders are still going to be able to hang in games. They look pretty good in the second half. The Chargers are good. It's a road game. Not a tough environment because it's all Raider fans, so it might as well have been a home game, but still a very tough team to play against when you're going up against Justin Herbert. I think the Raiders will be fine. I still think that they're probably the third best team in the division. I think they're better than Denver, and I've said that all along.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That's
I could have gone either way on them or the Chargers. I think the Chargers are probably a little better, but I definitely could see them splitting that season series. Denver is the team I'm worried about in that division, though.
After last night, I mean,
I was not impressed.
They do look like a last place.
And I came into week one, and I came in all offseason saying Denver's going to struggle in Seattle because Russell's going to have jitters playing in his first game with a new team against his old team on the road. That's very tough. Be on the other side of the 12, tough. And also the head coach, Nathaniel Hackett, for Denver was awful. Just really unimpressive. Not impressed in the slightest.
I guess I just underestimated that whole jitter factor for Russ. I thought Russ was going to come in motivated. I thought the Seahawks team was absolute just garbage. It's like the shelf in Toy Story with the penguin. It's like they dusted him off. They said, "Here you go, Gino. Let's put you back in." And it worked. You know, you get him off the lost toy shelf and boom. Yeah, doesn't work for the Jets, works for the Seahawks. I mean, you would have told me 3 years ago, Geno Smith is your starting quarterback. I would have laughed. I would have said, dude, you got to be joking. Like, this guy is still in the league, being a starting quarterback. I kind of wrote him off. And last night he said, you know, well, I ain't been writing back. So, Geno Smith maybe wins the MVP? No, I wouldn't say that. Performed well last night.
I was impressed by Geno Smith. That was one of the best. This might be the best game we've ever seen from him at the NFL level, certainly since college. But Smith had a heck of a day. And for Denver, though, I think it's fair to say there are real concerns here, and I think it stems from head coaching. And it was a weird game, I will say that, but maybe they win that game if they don't fumble twice on the 1 yard line. There were three fumbles on the one in that game. You know, Russell on the other side made it weird. That was very weird to see Russell Wilson wearing the other team's uniform in Seattle. That hurt my head looking at and listening to Buck and Aikman calling a game on ESPN. Like, Tommy, been like a fever dream I would have had a year ago. I'd have been like, Tommy, you're not going to believe the dream I just had. I would have called you. And I said, so the Russell Wilson is playing for the Broncos in Seattle week one on Monday Night Football, and Buck and Aikman are on the call, and then they fumbled three times. And then both teams fumbled three times on the 1 yard line. The Broncos lost by a point because they kicked it a 64 yarder instead of trying to get a first down. And you would have said, that's the stupidest dream I've ever heard.
Bizarre. Yeah. Absolute bizarre.
But as weird as a lot of things were in that game, the fumbles, whatever, the fact of the matter is that kicking that field goal was the worst decision Denver made all night, and I think it cost them the game.
Yeah. I mean, Seattle just looked good. Geno Smith, I mean, was great passing on the night. He found some different targets. Not really Metcalf or, you know, Lockett or anybody, but real, like, random kind of tight ends that I never heard of. But, you know, you make plays when you can, and that's exactly what Geno Smith did last night, pulled out the win. And, yeah, I think there was a lot of people putting money on Denver, and they just could not pull it off in Seattle. And speaking of not pulling it off, the Packers, let's move to them in the NFC. I'm looking good so far because I predicted the Packers to have a bad season. Patrick, it looks, at least for now, it looks quite abysmal. Same thing happened week one last year. They got demolished, ended up to go win, you know, a couple of ball games after that. Should we be concerned about the Green Bay Packers? And am I right about the Lions winning the division?
That's a multifaceted question there. I'm going to say first, I think it's fair to have some concerns about the Packers, but I don't think it's time to write them off completely. Yes, this was not a promising game, but we saw what happened last year, the exact same thing. It was even worse last year, to be quite honest, against the Saints.
Yeah, well, it's
worse. And the Packers ended up being just fine, the regular season at least. I'm not going to say the Packers are toast, but I think it's fair to say this was not an inspiring performance in the slightest. And if you think the Packers could be in deep, deep trouble, I wouldn't blame you. But I still think the Packers are going to win the division. The Lions winning the division, I still think, is an insane take, Tommy.
They only lost by 3 points yesterday.
Yeah, they only lost by three.
To the Eagles.
If you want to pick a team that's not Green Bay to win the division, how about Minnesota? What an impressive showing for them.
No, yeah, Minnesota. Yeah, Minnesota looked great. They were able to stop A.J. Dillon on the goal line. Their defense is looking pretty prime. Jefferson.
Jamar Jefferson was just all over the place. Jamar.
They combined to make the ultimate weapon.
His LSU teammate. Yeah, the super weapon, Jamar Jefferson. No, Justin Jefferson, excuse me. A lot of J's in Baton Rouge in 2019. But too many J's in the kitchen. But, yeah, Justin Jefferson was unbelievable this game. And maybe the reason you say, oh, I don't trust Minnesota because of Kirk Cousins, but, hey, there was nothing to not like about the way Kirk Cousins played this week. And maybe week one Green Bay is just not very good and Green Bay needs – an extra week to figure it out, just like they did last season. But I was impressed by Minnesota. And I think at this point, I was all in on Green Bay before the season. I think it's pretty much 50-50 between Green Bay and Minnesota to win that division. Minnesota, it's not just Green Bay struggled, and I'm not concerned about Green Bay making the playoffs. I think they will, no matter what. But Minnesota looked awesome. That offense, I think, can hang with anybody. I was very impressed. Kirk Cousins keeps playing like that. There's no reason Minnesota can't beat any team in the league.
I am very excited because the Bears won yesterday. And see, I'm not really excited about that, as I'm more excited that now the Bears fans have hope and their hope springs eternal now. So what's going to be funny is when they start losing these games again, they thought, oh, week one, we were so great. And then, you know, next week I got the Packers. I won't step on any of our picks, but that might go a certain way. But, yeah, no, they won yesterday in that monsoon. You know, that could have been a 50-50 game. I mean, monsoon weather in Chicago could have gone either way. I don't think particularly Trey Lance is very good, to be quite honest with you. And, you know, the Bears won. They looked good. Equanimeous St. Brown. The St. Brown brothers did well on Sunday. But what Bears performance, do we think there's a chance they might maybe – go somewhere this season, actually? I think it was just
a fluky game, bad weather. I'm not going to – you didn't learn anything from that. That was a true coin flip because of the weather.
Do we truly learn anything from week one, though, really?
I think this week – personally. That's one thing that I think is a broad takeaway this week, is that maybe you don't want to overreact to anything ever. But a lot of these scores across the league didn't go the way people expected. A lot of weird games, a lot of weird scores,
yeah.
a lot of things that just need to be tightened up. But, yeah, I think I think there's not a ton we can take away, and I think it's fair to say let's draw conclusions at the end of the month.
I feel like a lot of the first halves were very low scoring, like a lot of 7-3, 0, like very, like, low. And then the second half, it really picked up. stopped dragging ass. It really picked up.
Rusty to start, and then kind of got into it. Speaking of a rusty team for two quarters, how about the Colts?
That was just an embarrassing performance.
Didn't lose. Did not lose.
You get what you can. And if you can tie, I personally know people hate the tie. I hate it too, but if I had to go between lose, tie, or win, I'm going to take – obviously, I think the win. That's no doubt about that. But, like, if it's lose or tie, I'll take tie.
I'll take tie over loss. Absolutely. Yeah. You know what? The Colts were bad for three quarters, but they came alive in the fourth, scored 17. Jonathan Taylor's still that guy. And I guess the one thing I really don't like for the Colts about this game, I loved the pass rush. That was good in the fourth quarter when they actually started playing aggressive defense. The defense wasn't very aggressive to start the game. They played a lot of soft coverage, just like they did last year. I don't like that. It let Davis Mills carve them up. That's what it does. It lets bad quarterbacks just eat up underneath. Then they start playing aggressive when they have to. And what do you know? It works. And they shut out Houston in the fourth and in overtime. But then the other thing was that the offense was carried by two guys. It was Pittman and Taylor, and everybody else was terrible. And that just doesn't seem sustainable. I don't know.
No.
Maybe it is. Maybe other guys figured it out. But it did not inspire a ton of confidence in me. But those two guys are incredible. So you'd rather have
– Well, and there wasn't – I mean, was there a ton of Hines?
A little bit. Not a ton.
He didn't – you probably need to get him more involved. Mm-hmm. Just in the screen game, just kind of in general, get him more involved. And I'm proud of Frank Reich because Frank Reich would have done something stupid at the end of overtime, like throw a Hail Mary, from his own, 5-yard line or whatever. And Matt Ryan would have ran into the end zone, taken a safety or something stupid. He's just like, hey, kill the clock. Let's take the tie. This game has been horrible. Let's take the tie. And this will help out.
I did not love his red zone play calling, and I definitely did not love Rodrigo. That guy really struggled. He might not have a job by Sunday. It wouldn't surprise me. But other thing that didn't surprise me though this week, the Falcons.
Okay.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Can you believe that, Tommy? Choking. The Falcons blew a gigantic lead.
Really?
Who would have thought?
You don't say. Wow. It's not like you haven't seen that 400 other times. I mean, it just, Jameis looked good, man. I'll tell you what, Jameis looked good in that second half. Michael Thomas looked good.
I like the
same. Jarvis Landry. The offense is looking nice, Patrick, in New Orleans.
Looking really nice. And who else looked good?
Really good.
How about Saquon Barkley? Welcome back.
Well, let's pump the brakes on Saquon. Bump the brakes. Let's get a few more weeks out of him before we start saying he's back. Because Saquon's bit me before. So before we say he's back, let's really make sure he's back. But
he looks pretty awesome.
Speaking of
can we talk about this game real quick with the Giants and Titans?
Sure.
What did you think of the decision to go for two for the Giants at the end of the game? And number two, just quick note. With this loss, the Colts are tied for first place in the division, even though
they're not win. Beautiful.
Awesome.
What do you think about the if you're a Dable, right? Or if you're a Dable. If you're a Dable, if you're a coach.
Yeah, if you're a Dable, if you're his cousin, like Ronnie Dable or his little son Joe. I don't know these people's names.
You're first year head coach, right? I mean, this is his first year coaching the team. And you got a group of young guys, right? And you got Danny Dimes, and you're thinking, hey, you know what? What the heck? It's week one, we're the Giants, right? Might as well. I mean, what are you going to lose? I mean, you're used to losing all the time. So you might as well just go for the win if you can do it. And to get to the point, such a great way to end that game. Titans had a chance.
You're on the road. You're the underdog. Why not go for the win? But it wasn't just the one that had to get the stop, and they almost didn't get the stop. Tennessee got the kickoff, and he missed it.
Yeah, beautiful. And I knew he was going to shank
another bad kick. Lots of bad kicks.
Tennessee. I'm telling you, Tennessee, I knew they were going to shank that. I saw it coming, knew it. Shankopotamus is going to happen. So,
let's give some awards this week, Tommy.
Yeah, let's give some awards. So, new on the show, we are now introducing awards, and we have basically just two awards. Along with the Burn Your Cable Box, which I also count as an award. But first, let's start with the new award for the worst player, team, or coach of the week. We're calling it the Dougal, named after the 2006 animated classic with a bunch of stars got paid and got a paycheck for no reason. It's about a dog who goes on a mysterious journey. And on IMDb, it is the worst film ever created. It is the Dougal. Patrick, who is your Dougal for week one of the National Football League?
My Dougal this week is Nathaniel Hackett, head coach of the Denver Broncos. The most uninspiring head coaching debut I've ever seen. The play calling was bad. The Broncos did not look ready to play. Broncos country did not ride. And, of course, the final decision to kick a 64-yard field goal instead of trying to get a first down. Nathaniel Hackett, you are my Dougal of the week. Congratulations on this prestigious award.
You know, Pat, there's so many players and coaches I could give this to. I could give it to Rodrigo Blankenship. But I'm not going to hate him. I'm not going to hang it to him, okay? Because he was horrible. But you know who else is horrible? Kevin Stefanski. Because when I start Nick Chubb in fantasy, and Nick Chubb gets all these beautiful yards, but once the offense of Cleveland gets within the 20-yard line, here comes Kareem Hunt every time. Kareem was a vulture yesterday, and I don't blame Kareem. Like, he's just doing what he's supposed to. But Kevin Stefanski can't give Nick Chubb one freaking touchdown. Are you kidding me? Kevin Stefanski's my Dougal.
So he's the worst coach of the week for you just because he screwed over your fantasy team.
No, this is personal.
It's petty.
No, it is. No, it's not petty. Because how can you not give Nick Chubb at least one rushing touchdown? You're just have Kareem score every time. The Dougal could be anything for me. And also, Kevin Stefanski's not a great coach either.
I think he's a good coach.
Okay, he's not a great play caller. I don't know.
I think he is.
They need to run the ball more.
Did you win your fantasy game this week?
No, I didn't.
I think that's why you're upset with him.
But no, that would be. But if I had to pick, honestly, like true to my heart, though, I would pick Rodrigo Blankenship. That was a very, very bad kick.
And he also let two kickoffs go out of bounds.
Yeah, just not horrible performance by him. He would probably be my Dougal. We'll go with Blankenship, but my personal heartfelt one is Kevin Stefanski.
Any other honorable mention Dougals?
Oh man, there's so many. Can we get L. McPherson? No, that was the long snapper's fault. So we can't put McPherson on there, right?
Tennessee kicker,
we could put on there. Honorable mention. What about the Packers receiving core? Do they all get Dougal honorable mention?
You can say that one.
Can we just put all of them? I mean, they were all horrible yesterday.
I'll give you a college Dougal too. How about – I forget the Northwestern running back, but Northwestern's running back fumbled on the one against Duke as time expired, and they lost the game.
Man, Venrick Mark ain't walking through that door anytime soon, Patrick. I'll tell you that now.
No, he's not. All right, next award, Tom.
Oh, well, we got a new one as well. Another one. It's the LL Cool J. Who do you love for this week of week one? Who did you love, Patrick? LL wants to know, who did you love this week? Who did you really love?
I got to give it to my namesake, the guy I share the name with. How about Patrick Mahomes? He's not my namesake. Yeah. I wasn't named after him.
Classic.
But I do share a name with him, so we gotta stick together. Patrick Mahomes was unbelievable this week, and obviously it's not going to come as a surprise. He is the best quarterback in the league in my book, and he proved that again this week. He not only proved everybody who said Kansas City was done wrong, not only proved everybody who said he's not going to be the same without Tyreek Hill wrong, but he did it with about 5 exclamation points on the end of it. He was perfect this week. You couldn't have asked for anything else out of Patrick Mahomes. He had 5 touchdowns. What more could you ask for? And this is a guy who I think should go out this year, win the MVP, and bring Kansas City back to the Super Bowl. Really great start to the season. You couldn't ask for any more from Patrick Mahomes. Definitely love Patrick Mahomes this week.
We start calling you Patty McFelts. No, but my play, you know, there's so many great performances this week, but I'm going to go with the wide receiver position. I'm going to go with Justin Jefferson, or as you like to call him, Jamar Jefferson. Justin played so well, and he gets so wide open. Kirk Cousins is so blessed to have him as a target. It's like you thought, oh, Stephon Diggs left. Oh, now we're going to bring in this guy. And it's like, he's like, I don't know if he's that much better than Stephon Diggs, but he is dynamite, Patrick. He is my LL Cool J. Who do you love? Player of the week. I love Justin Jefferson on the Vikings. He was just phenomenal. And he will continue to be phenomenal. He's just one of those guys. Who would you take, Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson? If, like, you know.
Well, that's like asking
between point blank.
That's like asking between pizza and ice cream, Tommy.
Oh wow! Okay, interesting. Interesting thought. All right, but Pat, why are you here? It's the slate, man. We got to get into the week two slate.
Talk week two.
I'm excited about this week. I really am. I'll tell you what. There's so many great games, and we now introduce the era of Amazon Prime to your viewing pleasure as the Los Angeles Chargers visit Arrowhead to take on Patrick Mahomes' Kansas City Chiefs, 8:15 on Thursday. This is exclusively on Prime Video. You'll get to hear Kirk Herbstreit and Al Michaels. Kansas City is favored by 3.5, Pat.
I like that. I like that. Kansas City at home, I'm not going to bet against them ever. I think
it's maybe
it's a field goal game. 3.5 seems like a pretty fair line. Maybe I'd set 2.5, but the home field advantage is 3 points, so this game's about dead even. Yeah, I buy that. But I think Kansas City is the better team. Kansas City will take care of business. They're the more experienced team. But it could go either way. I wouldn't be surprised if they lost it. But at the same time, I'm not betting against Mahomes.
Yeah, I think they win by 3. These AFC West games always are so close. Even we saw on Sunday, you know, Chargers-Raiders became a close game. So, you know, I like Chiefs to win at home, but I think it's by like a field goal. I think it's close. I think it's two dueling offenses. There's no Allen, I think, for LA on Thursday. So I think that's a pretty big struggle. I know their defense with Mack and Bosa looks just absolutely phenomenal, but I'm going to Kansas City, but I think it is by 3 points. I think it's very, very close. All right, Pat. Sunday, 1:00, we have the Jets and the Browns. And Cleveland is favored by 6. This is not the Burn Your Cable Box. I can't wait to show you the Burn Your Cable Box this week. It's going to be – I'm so happy. I'm so giddy. I can't even say it. But Jets-Browns is not. But I like the Browns to win pretty favorably.
It's pretty close. Yeah, I guess I like the Browns too. They're at home. I have no reason to pick them. Yeah.
Browns at home, yeah.
Browns.
And I don't think the Jets will be able to stop Chubb and Hunt. I just don't think it happens. You know, Brissett didn't have any good throws the other day. I mean, he had a few, but when he needed them, he got them. But, you know, kind of some bad passes. But I like the Browns to win too. I think the Browns win that game.
Agreed.
I think 2 touchdowns against the Jets. Jets look awful.
Jets don't look
Flacco. Good. Flacco. Oh. I was sitting down, and I – 2022 and I'm watching Joe Flacco.
Isn't that wild?
I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I felt like I was like 12 again.
Well,
like,
yeah.
What is going on?
It felt like you were in 2012 because Joe Flacco was thrown into the Ravens.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable day watching.
So happened that the Ravens were not the team he was supposed to throw it to this week.
Tough. Oh my God, Pat. This also is a great game. Believe it or not, this is not the Burn Your Cable Box. It's actually a really good one. The Commanders head to Detroit to take on the Lions. The Lions are favored by 2.5. Pat, I like the Lions to beat the Commanders, even though Carson Wentz looked kind of good yesterday.
Well,
I know you're gonna hate me.
Can I tell you what Carson Wentz looked like? Carson Wentz looked like Carson Wentz. He had good plays. He had terrible plays. You know exactly what you're gonna get, and eventually the bad players are gonna outweigh the good ones.
But he found Dotson a lot in the end zone.
He did. Dotson's a very good receiver, and I think he's got better receivers than he had last year with the Colts. But with that being said, he also had a couple of ugly interceptions. He threw one right to a defensive tackle.
Well, you know, it's still Carson Wentz.
This is Carson Wentz. Not a surprising performance at all. He had a couple good throws. He had a couple awful throws. That's the Carson Wentz experience, and it is a roller coaster that I want no part of.
I guess I just don't understand why we left the Heineke experiment early. We left that chat. Well, I don't really understand that, I guess.
I don't think Heineke's that
was good. He really that bad? I mean, that's I still won't understand that.
Yeah, I think he was.
Worse than Wentz? Worse than Wentz.
Yes and no. Sometimes Wentz is great. Sometimes Wentz is horrible. Wentz at his best is very good. Wentz at his worst is one of the worst
I've actually ever seen. I would have wrote it out with Heineke. You know,
I would not have.
Fans loved him. I would not have
traded picks for Carson Wentz when the Colts were just going to cut him.
True.
But, hey, I'm not complaining. I will take Detroit here, though. I think Detroit should have won last week. They didn't. They're going to come out of this one upset. They need a win. Give me the Lions.
Yeah. Carson Wentz is due to have just a 4-interception day.
Uh-huh.
And this is, you know, Derek Carr had the 4-interception day last week. This is the week we see Carson Wentz rear his ugly head. I like the Lions to win. But I like him by, like, a touchdown. I think they keep it close. It'll be one of those close games you see early. But let's move to New Orleans. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers head into town. Tampa Bay. It's like when Tom would go to Miami, except now Tom goes to New Orleans, and it's kind of the same deal. Like, New Orleans has been beating the pulp out of him the past few years now.
I like the same. I like the Saints by 10.
So Tampa's favored by 3.
Give me the Saints. I like that. I like that a lot.
You know, I'm going to agree with you. They didn't look good on Sunday night, and their offensive line has some more injuries, and Julio looked good, but I don't know. It's always been a house of horrors for Brady and the Bucks recently. So, yeah, I'll take the Saints. I'll take them by a touchdown, though. I think 10 points is a little much, but I'll definitely take the Saints to win. Tampa will not cover for sure. Oh, boy. Panthers-Giants. Actually not a horrible game. The Giants are favored by 2.5.
I like it. I like the Giants to cover that.
Yeah, the Giants will definitely cover. This will be a fun one. The Giants
can win this division.
You're a little bit higher on the Giants than I am, but I'm waiting to kind of see from them.
It's a weird division. You never know what you're going to get. And I think if Saquon's healthy, the Giants can win it.
Yeah, there was glimmers of Baker being good on Sunday. He was decent in the second half.
No, he was bad for the most part, but occasionally had his moments in the second half, I think. But the Giants,
but it's at the Meadowlands.
The Giants were frisky this week, man. The Giants, I don't know if they were talented or good, but the Giants had a lot of fight and a lot of heart, and they definitely have a superstar in Saquon Barkley if he can stay on the field. Big if. Kadarius Toney, too. Kadarius Toney played really well when they actually put him on the field, but they didn't play him at all. If they play Kadarius Toney more and Saquon Barkley stays on the field, I think the Giants can absolutely win this division, especially if Dak Prescott misses some time, which he is going to, so. Because I like the Eagles, I don't love the Eagles, and I don't like the Cowboys this year.
I like the Giants by 3. I think they cover the 2.5.
Yeah, I'll take that. I agree.
Yeah, I like the Giants to beat the Panthers. But, Pat, this is the Burn Your Cable Box game of the week. And if you want to override me and veto me on this, you can. But New England traveling to Pittsburgh. Mac Jones is out, so I believe it's going to be Brian Hoyer at Heinz or Aquashire Field to take on Mitchell Trubisky at 1:00 on CBS. And get this. At Pittsburgh, New England is favored by 1.5.
What?
The line grew from 1 to 1.5. I don't know what happened.
That's insane.
I don't understand this line.
That's utterly insane.
This might be the dumbest line I've ever seen. What on Sunday did Vegas say, oh, you know what? Let's take it. And I think the Patriots are still good. Are they thinking they're just going to write that game off because it was in Miami? Is that what we're all supposed to think? Like, this team looked bad on Sunday. And now Mac Jones is out?
Well, he's not out yet. He could still play.
Okay. I had heard he was out. I didn't.
Not. He's hopeful to play this week, but he's dealing with back spasms. But with or without Mac Jones, New England looked terrible. They looked terrible. Maybe it's just because they're bad in Miami, but I don't know if I'd call this Burn Your Cable Box just because of the names associated with it. You know, it's still New England and Pittsburgh, but it ain't what it used to be. That's for sure. I would personally say Burn Your Cable Box is the Panthers and the Giants, or if you're feeling so inclined, the Jets and the Browns. But You know, this is not a good game. This game is not what it used to be in the slightest. But
I'm putting the Patriots in the burner table.
No,
they deserve it. They're bad.
Just because you hate the Patriots, but
no, it's because both these teams are. Steelers the Browns bad. Jets game.
Didn't we spend the whole first like 5 minutes of this podcast talking about how great the Steelers are in on defense?
Yeah, but it's still Mitchell Trubisky.
I don't care, like, about Mitchell Trubisky. The Steelers are good. Steelers are going to win 10 or 10 games.
All right. If you want to flex, I guess I'll do Jets Browns. That's the stereotypical burn your cable box. Just thinking on the poor Jets.
For a reason. I don't think you can put the.
I thought we were finally going to be able to change the rhythm. I mean, like, you can pick Jets every week, but, like, that's not.
If you can make an argument for this game, because if Mac Jones doesn't play, Brian Hoyer is not very good in the year 2022. I can't believe he's still in the league. Patriots did look terrible, and no TJ Watt for the Steelers.
Well, and just the line itself.
If you want to tell me
the line itself should be burner cable. That's
the line, and put everything on Pittsburgh. But if you want to tell me the Steelers defense isn't the same without TJ Watt, and that's why, then I believe that. I buy that. Do you want to make that argument?
I don't know. No, it's just, you know, poor Fireman Ed. I just put the Jets in the cable box game every week. It's like I just wanted to switch it up, and I thought maybe, you know.
Okay, then throw Carolina and the Giants in there.
Oh man, that's a game. I would rather almost watch that game than this. If Brian Hoyer plays, this is the burn your cable box.
Yeah, I think we could be looking at a Sunday morning burn your cable box flex.
Okay, I feel bad for the poor Jets fans and Giants fans because we just pick on them all the time. And Detroit when Detroit's bad, I want to, like, you know. I want to share the horribleness with people. You know, I want to spread it around.
The Steelers are
putting my hatred aside for the Patriots. I love putting them in the burner cable box. It's just fun.
You like the finally. Like, you like the Steelers here too, correct?
Oh yeah. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is the dumbest line I've ever seen. I mean, I don't think I've seen a dumber line than this. This is a bad one. Like, I just do not understand how the Patriots are favored. Doesn't make any sense.
None. Not at all.
None. Absolutely none. But yeah, give me Steelers. I don't think it'll be close. It depends who starts for the quarterback position for New England. But even if it was Mac Jones, I still think Steelers win by 14 points.
I like the Steelers here too.
Yeah. So, oh man, here we go. The Indianapolis Colts headed to Jacksonville. Take on the Trevor Lawrence led Jaguars.
I'm not making a
Indy
pick.
Four.
I am not. I'm not going to. I don't feel comfortable making a pick.
This isn't a biased show. I'm not biased. I'm taking the Jacksonville Jaguars to win on Sunday.
That's fair. I'm not going to make a pick. I don't feel comfortable saying in either way. Am I allowed to do that?
I will let you this once. You only get one.
Excuse the numbers.
This
is the one I'm taking off because I feel like
I don't
want to pick Jacksonville to win because it would make me upset doing that. I would feel like I'm waving the white flag.
Oh, I don't feel good picking Jacksonville.
But if I pick the Colts, then I feel like I'd be jinxing the Colts, and I can't do that. So
I'll pick Jacksonville for you.
Thank you.
I'll take all those.
I'll let you take the shame and guilt that come with that, and it'll keep you up at night until Sunday. But
it's biased. No, hey, I can't be biased.
No, you are. This is an unbiased program, but
unless it comes to hating New England, then I can be biased.
Yeah. Hey, I think the Colts showed a lot of signs of life in the second half of this game, especially in that fourth quarter. The Colts looked very good, but. I think they need a new kicker before this game, and I think they need energy. They need belief. They need to get in that locker room, and they need somebody to wake up and smack them in the face and say, you can't lose this game, because you can't lose this game if you're the Colts. If you lose this game, I think all hope is lost.
And inspiring words going into Sunday for the core of the Indianapolis team. It is.
Jim Irsay might leave Frank Reich on the tarmac if they lose this game.
Interesting. Interesting thoughts.
All right.
What about him to be first coach fired?
No, unless the Colts are like 0-6 or something. Or 0-5-1, pardon me.
Okay. All right. Enough about our team. I'm done talking about.
Yeah. That. Hey, you know what? We gotta win. If they win this week, then they're moving in the right direction. Let's wait and see.
I'll tell you what. This might be the best game of the day, but let me. If you want to disagree, go ahead and tell me. Dolphins at the Ravens.
It's a good game.
Ravens by 3.5. I like the Ravens at home. I think they cover. I think they win by 14 points. I think I know we got a good performance from Miami the other day, but that was against New England, who I think is dog water. So, you know, I think Ravens come in full steam ahead. I don't know if Dobbins will be healthy. I think this team, they had a rough start against the Jets early, but woke up a little bit. Mark Andrews, his injury concerns me. I don't know if he's going to be out long term or not. But even though, you know, you got Lamar, you can make that work. I like the Ravens to win by 14 points.
I do too. At home. I like the Ravens by a lot here.
I'm still not sold on Tua completely.
Tua just dominates Bill Belichick. That's the thing.
This is a good litmus test for him personally to see where he is. Because, mm-hmm. you know, Miami last week, you get New England at home. That's kind of, you know, that's – I'm not going to say it's a layup, but it's like that team never does well in Miami. So, like, you already got that advantage. But, like, now you're at Baltimore. Let's see what you can do with a ruckus crowd to a, you know, mm-hmm. let's see what we can do with that. Yeah, I like Ravens to win that ballgame at home.
I do too. Yeah, I don't think it's the best.
Do you think that's a – do you think that line's low, 3.5? Do you think that's low?
I mean, people did like Miami, so I don't know. But I don't think that's the best game of the week by any stretch.
Really? Okay.
No, the Monday night games are both better than that.
Well, I'm just talking Sunday.
Okay, Sunday, if Dak were healthy, different story. Actually, yeah, I like Bucks Saints the best game of the day.
Okay, yeah. All
right. Maybe Raiders-Cardinals if the Cardinals show a poll. Let's blow through this. Let's blow through this 4 o'clock slate. Oh, believe me, I don't think the Cardinals are going to. But if they do, it could be fun.
All right, Falcons at Rams. Falcons at Rams. Rams by 10.5. I think that's too high, actually.
Falcons are going to play them close.
The Falcons. Yeah, Cordell Patterson.
They're not going to play them, but I like the Rams here by like 6.
I like the Rams by 3.5. I like by a field goal. Not 3.5. I like them by a field goal. Okay. I think it's close. I think Marcus Mariota keeps him in the game. I like the Rams to win, though. Get a bounce back after last week's shellacking.
How about the rivalry renewed, Seahawks 49?
Oh, jeez. Niners by 9.5. Is that 9.5?
That's nuts of a line. That's a nuts line.
After last night? Okay, I'm sorry. That might be the dumbest line I've ever seen.
I like Seattle.
The New England one was dumb, but this is dumber.
I like Seattle outright. I think Seattle wins. Who knows?
I like Seattle by 14 points.
Whoa. That's a lot. I'm not saying
I like them by 2 touchdowns.
You think
you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen next week, Pat? Geno Smith's going to throw 3 interceptions. He's going to do horrible. I think that's just what's going to happen.
I think there's a 50-50 shot Jimmy G is starting by week 5.
Oh, I picked him up in fantasy. Everybody's going to want him, and I got him. Yeah, Niners. I'm not impressed with Trey Lance.
Me neither. But hey, that
I like their offensive pieces. Yeah, I don't like them.
Maybe okay. Maybe outside of a storm, he can actually do something this week.
We'll see. I'll be interested to see what he can do against the Seahawks. Bengals at the Cowboys. Cincinnati by 7.5. We're back to the Bengals. Are they the Bungles again? What's the deal? At Dallas. Gary's world.
There's no Dak. They will be fine. It's Cooper Rush. Bengals by like 10.
You know what? I'm going to double down. I think it's Bengals by 21.
Jeez.
Yeah, I just think there's going to be a blowout this week. And I think the Bengals against Dallas is the perfect time. You know, Bengals lose last week. They're upset. Everybody's saying, oh, you know, Burrow's bad. I guess we Joe Burrow gets back in the rhythm. You know, bad performance last week, goes to Dallas, late window. I like that game. I like Burrow to do well. And Mixon on the ground. I like Bengals. Texans at Broncos.
10's too high.
Could this be the – no. Texans actually played sort of decent. I was going to say, is this the burn your cable box? But
I think the Broncos by 3.
Broncos are favored by 10.
Too much.
Yeah, that's way too high. I actually like the Texans.
In Denver?
They played well yesterday. O.J. Howard. I know it's at Denver. But I like the way they incorporate O.J. Howard in their offense. Pat, what in Denver yesterday did you see them play well? I mean, Hackett's an idiot. The guy's an idiot head coach. You said it yourself. He's your Dougal.
The talent, talent's going to win out eventually. They're gonna have to. They just have to win this game. If they lose this, it's a mess. They have to win.
I like Texans. They're an upset special. I like them by 3 points. I like Texans to win.
It wouldn't surprise me. I think it's a close game.
I just didn't see anything from Denver yesterday saying, "Hey, let's we're a good team." I just didn't see it. Receivers didn't show up. I just didn't. No, I'm not until they. They have to prove it. This is the week they prove it to me. They can go in at home against Houston and put up, a couple of scores. Then we'll start taking them seriously. But they have to, if you want respect, you gotta put some points up. And that's just how this league is. And they gotta show it. So, oh God. Arizona at LA. Or sorry, Vegas, excuse me. Vegas by 6 at home. I like the Raiders to win. I think Derek Carr is a bounce back week after that subpar 3-interception game against the Chargers. It's a rough way to start the season at LA against the Chargers, even though basically it was a home game for them because all the Raiders fans came. But Arizona, we talked about it, Pat. They look awful. And
Raiders win
going out to Vegas ain't going to get easier.
Raiders win and Raiders cover.
I think the Raiders win by 2 touchdowns.
Agreed.
Against Arizona. Kyler Murray. No. Doesn't have it. Sunday Night Football. It is the classic rivalry in the NFL. I'm not saying it's the best rivalry. Some family in Illinois will probably kill me over that. But it's not the best rivalry. It's the most classic rivalry. Bears at the Packers. The Packers are favored by 10 at Lambeau. If the Bears are happy, they get Lambeau at least early. So that's good.
I think the Packers win. Aaron Rodgers needs a bounce back, and what's better to bounce back than just crushing the Bears for him?
Yeah, I'm agreeing. I think he gets it shored up this week. The wide receivers have to play better. It's just that simple with that team. Aaron Jones has to get it going. Running game has to get going. Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers, the two Aarons, got to get it going. Rodgers had some good balls, just drop passes from these receivers. And, frustrating day for him. You can tell he's frustrated, getting pressured all day in the backfield. I like the Packers, though, to win, cover. Might end up really putting the hurt on the Bears on Sunday night.
Agreed. Awesome.
Yeah, Monday night doubleheader. They didn't do it week one this year. So I do it week two. So for game one, we get like Orlovsky and Stan Levy. So basically the crew we had last year for Monday night. And then Joe and Troy. Does the main cast do both games or just one?
I don't know.
They're not doing both games. Eli to do one? Eli to do one and Peyton to do the other? Or does Archie
Cooper,
do one?
Cooper does Cooper. One. Archie does one. Archie
Can
does
we get Arch one. To do one? You know, that'd be kind of funny. Like Cooper and Eli do the
Mario Man game. Ham on one.
And then Archie and Peyton do the other. That would be fun.
What about the Manningham cast with Mario Manningham, Tommy?
Dude, you just broke my time vortex. What'd you just say?
The Mario Manningham cast.
What?
What if they did that?
Would Chad Henne come on? I feel like Chad Henne would come on.
With Chad Henne and Mario Manningham?
Yeah.
What is Mario Manningham?
Chad Henne. Chad Henne's still in the league, by the way.
He is still unreal. In the league. Mario Manningham had that great catch in the Super Bowl 2012. Giants.
Well, let's talk about this first game. Not as good as the second game, in my opinion. Titans and Bills. Bills are favored by 10 in Orchard Park. I like the Bills that absolutely cream the Titans, Pat. It's going to be bad. It's going to be 34 to nothing before you know it.
These two teams played on Monday night last year, and the Titans squeaked it out. The Bills blew it late in the game.
Didn't they get moved to Tuesday? Was it Tuesday night?
Yeah, it was something.
Or like, it was like something got moved. Or was that COVID? I can't remember.
There was that game was played on a Tuesday or a Wednesday in the COVID times, but it was played on Monday last year, I believe. Monday again. I like the Bills by like three. And it's close.
Really?
Tennessee's gonna play
Derrick Henry did not play well on Sunday, by the way.
He was okay. No, he had okay. He had a lot of great moments. I don't think it was I would not sound the alarm for Derrick Henry.
I would sound alarm for Ryan Tannehill.
The rest of Tennessee, yeah. Iffy. Yeah. Tennessee style of play is going to keep him in a lot of games tight, in my opinion. So,
yeah. Against the Bills.
I like the Bills in a close one.
Bills by four scores. I think it's
four scores.
Oh yeah, four
Abraham
scores.
Abraham Lincoln.
Years ago. Yep, four scores. Lock it by 28, Pat. It's going to be bad.
Oh,
it's going to be an absolute mess.
That is absurd.
Oh, it is absurd. But when they beat the Rams last week by three touchdowns, no one even bad than I. This Titans team. Yeah, no. I like the Bills big. Have we figured out why they're not doing Monday night doubleheader week one instead of week two? Was it just because the Emmys were last night?
Maybe. Don't know.
I think that's why. Because then the second game is on ABC. The first game is on ESPN. So Vikings at Eagles is at 8:30. Titans Bills is at 7:15. Bills games on ESPN. Eagles Vikings is on ABC. Philadelphia by two at home against the Vikings, Pat.
Vikings
last game
by
of the week.
Six. Vikings by six.
I like Vikings by three at Philadelphia.
This is a great game.
That's a tough place to play, though.
It is a tough place to play. This is a great game.
You know, we talk about it on the show a lot, but the batteries that get thrown. That's going to be tough for Kirk Cousins.
Great litmus test here for Minnesota. Against a good, talented, up-and-down-the-roster Eagle team.
And this is, by the way, this has always been kind of a fun – it's not a rivalry, but, like, whenever these two get together, it's always kind of fun. It's always for, like, in the playoffs or, like – it's always been a pretty good matchup when these two teams play. So, and now that – I think both these teams are, you could argue, some of the best in the NFC so far. So, yeah, I like the Vikings to win. I think it's very much more competitive than the first game. So give me the Eagles to win or the Vikings to win over the Eagles. I think it's close. So. But that was a week two slate. Pat, do you have anything you'd like to plug at the end of this program?
Follow me on Twitter, Patrick J. Feltz. Got a lot of stuff.
Student media poll. You and Reed keep doing the first and 10.
Yes, we do.
How's that going?
It's going great. We're recording again tonight.
Wow. You're pulling a double duty. I should let you get some rest. Get your rest on the lungs, man. We got a long season ahead of us.
Amen. So. Excited for the long haul. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds good, brother. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. And we will talk to you guys next week. Have a good one. See you, Pat.